Coming up on Roundabout, there's another bulk food disaster in the news, and you need to know about it to keep your family safe. We have an exciting update from the roads of Russia, and we'll get to another heated installment of Versus, where one panelist verbally accosts the other in a high-flying automotive debate. You stay tuned. Roundabout is sponsored by Advance Auto Parts. Visit our website, roundaboutshow.com, to get up to $30 off your next purchase, and by everyone's favorite online store, Amazon.com.
Basking in the glow of a golden jubilee, even though I'm not sure what that is, I'm Dave Foley, a.k.a. Miradart.
And fresh from a sitz bath in the champagne room, I'm Josh Lewis of RawAutos.com, home of the uncooked truth, registered trademark.
Conducting a fleet review at Spithead, I'm your host, Craig Cole.
And I'm Technical Viceroy, Benjamin Sanders.
This is Roundabout.
Welcome to Roundabout, episode 117, our weekly chat covering car culture, vehicle reviews, and what else? Some of the auto news you may have missed.
I don't know, Ben. But what I do know is thank y'all for joining us.
Holy!
It's a great show we got planned here today. And as we just mentioned, Dave Foley, Miradart, joining us live right now from someplace up north of here.
I love north. Kids in the Hall. This is great. Oh, damn.
Wrong one.
Yeah. So harsh.
Can we use that joke every time we have you on, please?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
That implies he's becoming back, Ben.
Oh, that's true.
Not promising anything here.
The good part about using that is it adds clarity.
And he doesn't dress like a woman.
Yeah, that's true. Right. That's
necessarily.
Right. Often. Yeah. as much anymore.
Yes. Now that you're taking the pills. Well, thanks for joining us, Dave Miradart.
You're very welcome.
From Edmonton, no less, right? That's up in Alberta.
It is, too. We're trying to give you guys oil. We really are. We're trying to keep your whole show going. We're doing everything. We're taking dirt and squeezing it to get oil. Who would do that if they weren't dedicated friends?
You're a true ally.
Well, you got friends or at gunpoint. What's the difference? Well, thank you, Dave. We do appreciate it, and we appreciate your boundless natural resources.
It's true.
Yes. Also joining us from a different region of the world, of the continent, Josh Lewis from RawAutos.com. How you doing, Josh?
Kids?
Hello.
What?
How are you?
What sorts of resources are there in, the Carolinas, in the upstate?
Let's see. I would have to say if you go to the mountains, lots of weed. If you go to the beach, lots of tanning oil and weed. If you stick to Raleigh, lots of ghetto country bunkin rednecks and weed.
I'm seeing a pattern.
Okay, on a lighter note, how are your little pups doing, Myrna and Skittles?
They're doing good. They're hanging around. They are smoking weed. No, I'm just kidding. That's not true at all. They don't do any of that. I don't do any of that either.
They're Alsatians, I understand.
Used to.
They used to be?
High school days, back in the day. I'm getting old now. My joints are bothering me. No, they're doing well. They're just hanging out, doing their thing like a chicken wing.
Well, that's great.
So, I have never heard that phrase. Okay.
It's another smudger-related item. Like
you dip your dogs in hot sauce?
Sometimes. They have tasted meat. I'll tell you that much right now.
The other one go, Ben, that other poultry-themed phrase, like Victor, deep fat fried chicken parts dinner.
Oh, yeah, I think that's it. Yeah.
Anyway.
Winter sheen dinner?
Yes. We're getting bogged down here, guys. We got to get rolling on the show. Got to get to the news. But first, we've got a little contest rolling along on our Facebook
page.
As
you may have heard.
Yes, it's facebook.com/roundaboutshow. Go
there.
What
was that again? I missed that. I'm sorry.
You'd let me finish. It's facebook.com/roundaboutshow.
Okay, I'm typing that in right now.
No, you're not. You already know what it is, Ben. We're giving away a cool little tool bag donated by Eric Tritko, rumblestrip.net.
The Eric Tritko.
The one and only, yes. Ben, you set up a little caption contest. There's a photo of a robot. Freddy Ford, it's called.
Freddy Ford.
whatever it is, we need you to caption this photo. Funniest one wins. Wins this tool bag. So get on the Facebook. If you're not on the Facebook, join the Facebook. Go to facebook.com/roundaboutshow, comment, and you may win. Very nice prize.
So that expires on midnight, February 17th, Friday.
Friday the 17th?
That's true.
Oh,
it's almost as bad as Friday the 13th, but not at all.
Well,
so there you go.
Only four days.
So moving along, first up, the news. Here's an irrelevant but intriguing question. What car would you make rear-wheel drive? Which vehicles on the road today are screaming for a proper drivetrain? Well, the folks at Autoholics posed this very question to their readers, and the results were a little bit predictable. Seems like there were quite a few Honda fanboys on there talking about making their Del Sol rear-wheel drive or something. I think we can do better, though. Joshua, let's start with you.
Yes. Well,
what vehicle would you make rear-wheel drive?
I had two on here, sir. Mm. I had the Audi RS5 because all-wheel drive just does not suit a car with 450 horsepower and just terrible understeer in mid-corner. And also the Mazda Speed 3 because front-wheel drive just does not go along with 264 horsepower, 260 whatever horsepower.
A lot.
And it just, oh, God, that car bogs down in a corner so hard. And then when you go to start off, the Mazda Speed 3, when you go to, you know, try and, you know, drive it from a dig, no, it's not happening. It has so much power and torque that Mazda actually limit the amount of power and torque available in the first two gears. So until you get to third gear, you don't have maximum horsepower and torque.
It actually has torque tonic plates in the intake manifold.
Yes. It actually says, no torque for you. No torque.
No torque for you.
No torque for you.
Stop that.
Is that a Japanese-Albanian accent? No talk for you.
Well, I just thought it'd be funny because, you know, Mazda. And then the Audi RS5 because...
That's the torque Nazi. That's what that is. No talk for you.
That's a sensitive issue, Dave.
Wants to drive
too soon.
A German sports car with 450-plus horsepower, carbon ceramic brakes, and all-wheel drive, and just go, oh, man, this is so awesome. Oh, I have to wear a condom? Oh, like...
Oh,
really?
That's nice.
Well,
yeah. Dave, hopefully...
Sorry.
Dave, what vehicle on the road today is crying, in your opinion, crying for rear wheel drive? What would it be?
I look back a few years. The new ones, you know, they are what they are. I you know, wasn't sure. I looked at what I thought was a good-looking car that I had great style, very compact, but not so compact as it would become useless as a car to drive in the first place, but just needed rear-wheel drive and needed some horsepower. My choice was the second-generation Ford Probe, but with the powertrain from a Ford Focus RS. 300 horsepower in a rear-wheel drive version of that car. I think it's pure fantasy. It's pure, you know, blue sky. Hey, what if... But I would, if I won the lottery, if I had what we call six numbers to simplicity, I would do that. I would do something like that. I think that would be sweet, right?
Gasp.
Well, that's a very good choice. What about you, Ben? Would you have anything that you'd pick?
Yes. I've thought about this long and hard. I think it would be the Chevrolet Venture Warner Brothers edition. Because I think every mom out there, you know,
wants to do donuts.
Yeah, I mean, we dumb down for moms. We think, oh boy, they don't like performance.
Oh, that's
you know
good.
What? I don't know. I think they'd appreciate that.
Wait, the same one from Daddy Daycare?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, the very same.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, good. I assume
that's my jam.
That's pretty funny.
good selections, guys.
What would you do? Or did you already say?
Oh, if I had to choose, it would be the E46 3 Series. Why are you laughing?
Greg.
Yeah.
I think it is.
is rear-wheel drive.
But it's not rear-wheel drive enough. That is my point.
So you want, like tandem duels on the back?
Yes. If you're towing a horse trailer with your 3 Series.
That would be a sexy ride there.
Well, it's like and wheel rear-wheel drive.
Rear-wheel.
Exactly. And it could tow an RV.
No, I don't want them wheel. Tandem. I want them one in front, linear, whatever it would be called.
Like a
tractor trailer would have. One in front, rear-wheel drive, but 4 wheels at the back, one in front of the other on each side.
In line, yeah. That's
there we go.
Tandem. Yeah.
Funny,
yeah.
That's what your mama said.
And on that note, Dave, you've got the next story.
Wow, tough one to recover from there. Okay, here's our next piece. This is a trip to the land of the hypothetical. Let's say you are looking for an Oldsmobile Alero. Yeah, okay.
But let's just say that.
Let's just let that sink in. It's hypothetical. And you're very interested in making it stand out in a crowd. The upside is that this vehicle it sold very well, and so there's a huge supply of them. The downside is your budget doesn't allow you to have custom bodywork and all that to spruce it up. So you're stuck.
Bullshit!
But you are not. As luck would have it, this Alero turns up near you with a for sale sign on it. It has everything you're looking for and more. Not only is it the right car, it comes complete with an already painted custom mural on the hood of your favorite Batman series character, the Riddler.
Riddler!
The Riddler.
With its green and black hood emblazoned with a very muscular and sinister-looking Riddler figure, it also shows no less than 32 question marks in shades of green, black, white, and gray.
In white?
White?
They're white.
Wow.
White. This is a perfect vehicle for people who want a distinctive old Alero with a comic book character mural, or for people who are simply a fan of punctuation. After all, isn't punctuation the real thing that cars are lacking today?
Yeah. Well taken.
Good point. I can't even retort. I don't have a retort. That was such a logical argument.
Retortless.
I'm retarded.
Retortless.
You're retarded, Greg.
Yeah. No. That's the other way.
I just wonder if they would offer this type of paint scheme in Russia.
Ooh. Is that a segue?
For me, yes. Segwayed myself, may I just say that.
Whoa. Josh is smooth.
They used to call him Hellman's in high school because he was so smooth and creamy.
Actually, they used to call me in elementary school because I have big gums. They used to call me, or used to say that I had more gum than Wrigley.
Okay.
Which I personally like. Anyway. Now, ever wonder what Russian cars look like after being driven on Russian roads by those pesky Ruskies? Yeah, me either. Although, it should be said that the cars in the sets of pictures from the news from Russian roads on EnglishRussia.com, it's more mouthful than I need.
It's a great
sets
site,
a fine
too.
Example. It is a fine site, I must say. So it's a fine example of what I think we've all probably feared. Russian roads, drivers, and cars are just giant piles of donkey crap. There's a Mitsubishi Lancer that's missing a chunk from its front end, a Lada Kalina that appears to have been beaten in the back with a pole, and a public bus with snow and ice all on the inside with people still riding in it.
I just saw that when I was like, oh my, did they leave the door fall
this
off?
This is what I'd call a nation full of pimps, hardcore pimps.
So driving a crappy car is what it takes to be a whoremonger, is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. Because you know what? When you're a John and you spend all your hard-earned dollars on your hose, there you go. That is a real
spending
pimp.
All the money. Yeah, that's right. It all goes to them.
Josh,
I think my favorite picture is this 325 with just a big axe in the hood, just right through the motor. And then there appears to be like a glove like hanging out of the sunroof. Just
it's true.
Just hanging there. Mm-hmm. Either that
somebody
or
was
dead, It's a big dead rat.
That right there, that axe on the hood, I'm telling you what, that is punctuation.
Yes.
It's an exclamation statement. Point.
That's an exclamation point.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, that's actually forced induction right there.
Wow.
That bus just kills me with all the snow and the ice, and those people are still riding on it like,
oh, God,
it was drifting inside.
That is amazing.
I mean, we don't care. We still drive bus. People need to work.
There's less snow and ice on the actual bus than inside of it. Like, you just hang out on top of it, for God's sake. It's more comfortable that
way.
We
keep pork in there to keep cool and fresh.
What you complain about?
Get in the bus, Gorski. You little bastard.
Worst.
Get in there. Get in there.
There was anyway. No fare. You didn't have to pay a fare that day. You just had to bring your own shovel.
Yeah.
Josh, but that's why we keep you around for these insightful articles you find.
I think you should.
You're a deep well of insight.
I just happen to think that there's a pickle in there somewhere.
You know that you're an Ogallala Aquifer's worth of insight there, Josh.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of gherkins...
Please do speak of some gherkins.
I shall.
Yeah. Did Bill Cosby pitch pickles at some point?
Just like the Jell-O pickle.
Before Vlasic
Jell-O
had
pickle.
The canary.
Man. Why did that flavor not take off?
I know.
Jell-O flavor.
I'm telling you.
Anyway, just a few years ago, the auto industry was in quite a pickle.
If you will.
So to speak.
Ah.
The Detroit area was particularly hard hit by the Grand Recession, registered trademark. Plants were shuttered and workers laid off by the tens of hundreds of dozens. Hard times in Motown. Hard times.
Motard.
Motard is my nemesis. Thank you. Thankfully, though, things are finally starting to come back again with auto production on the rise. And one local company is expanding its manufacturing operations in southeastern Michigan. But it is not making bumpers, nor is it making headlights or interior trim. Surprisingly, its product is much more delicious. The Detroit News reports a gourmet pickle maker, of all things, is leasing a former American Axle facility to expand its growing business. McClure's Pickles just moved into the 20,000-square-foot facility, which quadruples its manufacturing space. Can you believe that, Ben? That's a factor of four.
That's a lot, Craig.
I know. And
that's a lot of square feet, Craig.
Yes, it is.
It certainly is.
You don't know how to use feet up there in Canada.
Oh, I do. I'm old. I'm old. Okay. I'm old. I'm bilingual.
You're bi, right?
Okay. I know how to
bilingual.
I put one in front of the other.
But here is another fun factoid if you guys are sitting down, and I hope you are. According to the article, Michigan is the top pickle-producing state in the whole country. We make twice as many as second-place Florida. So another reason not to live in the Dangle State.
Yay, us!
Now, do you know why? Do you know what pickles actually are in Florida?
I don't know.
Just old, dead Jewish people.
Oh, no.
Thank you. I'll be here for the rest of my life. I can count on being 10 more minutes.
One doesn't like apple pie is also one hates pickles, apparently.
Oh, good.
Hey, here's a list of foods that taste great, and he doesn't like any of them.
Now, I do have an odd story. I once saw a pregnant girl when my sister was in high school. She was friends with this girl that was a cheerleader who got knocked up in high school. She ate... You know how, like, you go to one of those cheap, disgusting gas stations, and they have, like, the pickles in the bag with all the pickle juice in it?
Oh.
Yeah.
She got one and just, like, tore it open, sucked out the pickle juice, and just started, like, just gnawing on this gigantic pickle that had to be every bit of, like, 8 inches long and, like, 4 inches around. I mean, she was just going to town on this thing, and I was just like, oh, well, And I'm like 5 years old, 6 years old, looking at this girl going, what the hell happened to you?
I have a problem with those bagged pickles. It looks like they're packed in urine.
It does.
Any liquid product that comes in a bag, like sauerkraut, I have a problem with. It's just off-putting. Oh, wrong container for it.
Yeah, I think my favorite.
In redneck country, North Carolina, you see them all the time. It's the big jars filled with meat sticks and... You just reach in and grab one of them out, you know, like a big old Slim Jim, just with your bare hands.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all, you know,
tong technology.
No tongs, nothing. And I remember numerous times seeing old guys, old countrymen just walk in and be like, pick one out. But oh, yeah, and I'll take this, you know, 49 cents.
They are friendlier in the South.
Yes,
they certainly are.
Worse when they do this. I'll take one of them.
Now, I hear, though,
that
they're rather friendly in Russia.
Hmm. Okay.
Do tell.
Segwaying myself again. To continue the Russian theme for my evening, I bring to you more pictures of cars from Russia. From the Soviet era this time. From the same EnglishRussia.com website, these pictures show cars, trucks, military vehicles, and even a couple of open-wheel racers. Most cars look like they could be driven, and most appear to be restored as well. However, would you want to drive a Russian car that was more than a few days old? How about a car that was actually built in Mazda, Russia? Yeah, definitely not. My expectations would be way too high for that goodness, and I'm not sure my bowels could handle it. Come on, that was good. That was good.
Oh, I'm sorry. Come on. Off.
Damn it.
Prime piece. Prime piece.
You're
right
not
there.
Saying it with conviction, Josh.
It was good. I'm sorry, but that was good comedy driven.
Josh, I'm referring, of course, to your most recent bullshit. You didn't. You got to slap the desk with your left hand. You got to look down as you're doing it. That's better. All right.
I'm glad I can do it the Craig A. Cole style, ladies and gentlemen.
Dave, you're up next. Something about...
I am. And you know one thing that Russia has that you know, is pertinent to this next story? Occasional lack of motor fuels.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And people that are any good with cars. Yeah.
Well, this might solve both of those issues. Would you like a vehicle that doesn't use gasoline? Would you prefer that it not run on diesel either?
Yes. Or would
it sounds just very green.
Would you hate it even more if it ran on electricity?
Yes.
And then this person has a solution for you for the low, low price of 4,500 euros. Would you buy a vehicle that is wood powered?
Yes.
Yes.
Norm Abram approved.
This unit started out life as a 3.5-liter powered Range Rover SUV. After several miles of use and abuse, the owner decided to change the fuel it needs in a way by going old school. Mounted to the back of the unit is two stainless steel tanks that frankly remind me of some sort of a still for making moonshine. The larger of the two tanks is where the wood is placed for burning. The other is a sort of a condenser tank where the gases from the wood combustion are sent, and with a bit of magic and hocus pocus, a condensate is collected, which is flammable enough to power the gasoline-motored SUV. It's true. It apparently actually works. If you're interested in something like this, it's important to know that it does not get very good mileage.
How
according
many trees to the mile?
Woodland.
Well, it's all about the size, really. According to the article, you can only drive the distance of about 100 kilometers, 62 miles. See, look at that, bilingual. But you need to finely chop wood in a volume of about 150 to 200 liters. That's 39 and a half in accurate calculations to 52.6 U.S. gallons of wood.
Dave, let's back up here. It sounds like liquid wood is sloshing around in the tank.
I'm not sure how they came up with their original measure of liters of wood.
Liters of wood and gallons? It's like, why don't you just – how many acres of wood would that be?
It depends on the size of your tree.
Hectares.
But then again, doesn't everything. Sorry. hope you have a sharp axe and lots of time. The upside of this contraption is that its top speed is only 80 to 90 kilometers an hour or 55 miles an hour. It would be easy to catch this guy on the road and ask him any questions. And the 4,500 euros does include a non-wood-burning powered Range Rover for spares.
So,
spare parts, you mean?
Yeah.
Range Rover's legendary reliability.
Right.
Now, all they need now is just like a little midget in the back just shoveling wood in there at like a quick speed, like it were a Range Rover train.
Whoa. Or what if instead of wood, they use those special logs like Doc Brown made in Back to the Future
3? That's what I was thinking, Craig.
Just throw them in there.
88 miles an hour.
And then the stupid Mary Steenbarger ruined everything.
Damn it.
She had to come in there and ruin it.
What if you could run it on a different kind of log, though?
I love you, Emmett.
Oh. I told you to stay in fireplace.
Or one of those long burning fire logs from your fireplace. It's like half wax.
Oh. Or the ones that you put into high priced motorhomes.
Hmm. Well, fascinating story on a wood gas powered automobile.
Very bizarre.
Yes. Man, if I wanted to learn more about that, Craig, I don't know where I would find it. Any ideas? I was thinking perhaps roundaboutshow.com, but that can't be right.
I would point you in that general direction.
Uh-huh.
Roundaboutshow.com.
Would it have like a link there or something?
You could probably find one there. Bring your pan, like gold pan, mm-hmm. pan for gold. You might find one.
Okay, but just that link probably. Link there's probably not any other links there.
I'm not certain. Okay. Go there and find out.
Okay, anyway. That's good.
So if you've been listening to Roundabout for any length of time, you know I have a thing for bulk food disasters. What do I mean by that?
I can vouch for that.
Yeah. Well, what's more fun than a massive blue cheese dressing spill that happened out in California a few years ago? What about the epic vat of animal fat that burst last year? Makes me chuckle. But perhaps the most significant bulk food catastrophe of all time is the aptly named Boston Molasses Disaster of 1919. Ben, were you there?
Oh,
I was.
A speck.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
In a past life.
I went back in my DeLorean to check it out.
It was my Land Rover.
But he got stuck in the molasses.
Wood.
Anyway.
Interestingly enough, my even at, you know, a breakneck speed.
Well put.
The DeLorean was actually slower going uphill than molasses, believe it or not.
21 people perished and more than 150 were injured in that tidal wave of syrup. Anyway.
That's slow-moving people.
Wait, what's that coming down
I'm being
the
swamped. I'm going to wait until I can get a better look.
It's 14 children in wheelchairs.
Anyway,
could you imagine like a kid in a wheelchair just like rolling past like an old lady in a walker, just like, come on, Granny, come on. The Granny's like, no, come on without me.
What if you had a molasses submarine? You could go through it.
I just imagine the scene from, did you ever see that movie Volcano, where the volcano erupts in LA, and the guy's like trying to jump off the subway or something, and he falls in the lava and just like slowly sinks as he burns.
His name was like Stan or something, wasn't he? He was like fat up top. And it was just like, he's just like, he just like, he didn't even like attempt to jump. He was just like flop. He like
molasses. It was, leave me behind.
It was a real molaster.
It would be hysterical if somebody just like pushed him in and was like, all right, you're in the lava now we can get across, you know, like.
But anyway, of course the molaster is not what we're talking about.
No. We've got another food related mess to share today, and it comes courtesy of Jalopnik. A section of German Autobahn was shut down because a mountain of organic sauerkraut froze to the road surface. I kid you not. Talk about a trifecta of stereotypes. The
Autobahn car accident.
German sauerkraut Autobahn.
Mm. Oh, that's
and nice. Organic.
Yeah, that
even
does
better.
It.
Yeah,
even
pretty
better.
Much. Mirko Reinhardt is seemingly pissed right now, I'm sure, for the wasted crowd.
Oh, he's steaming, all right. I'll tell you that much right now.
How did this disaster happen? Well, an Audi driver somehow caught between two trucks, and obviously a crash was the result, and the said accident happened near Frankfurt, which one I'm not sure. There are two in Germany.
The frozen kraut closed the highway for hours and will cost an estimated $133,000 to clean up. Are they replacing the pavement? What? You just shovel it off to the side and leave it.
They also have to send money to repair Audi's damages for the fact that they're it was a bad PR stunt for them. The Audi car just proved what everybody else thought. They just get in the way. I mean, they just, you know, Audis just get in the way. Get the hell out of the way, Audi. You're in my way.
You know what? I think the biggest part of that cost had to have been just all the prime rib they'd need. Because that is what goes with it, right? Isn't that like the thing?
I prefer corned beef myself.
Scorned
really?
Beef.
Scorned beef.
Somebody's a sauerkraut and bastard for this one. That's all I got to say.
Tell ya.
All right.
You warned them, Craig. You tried to warn them. You said, no sauerkraut in bags. But they would not listen.
They tear so easily.
I know.
This is the result. $133,000 bill. I hope they're happy.
And nobody died, actually. Old ladies were spared. So that's good news.
Now even you know. Stan. Stan sinking into the sauerkraut.
Come on without
it's like
me.
Falling into the Minock pit in Return of the Jedi, Ben. It's got those tentacles.
Oh, my God. It was awesome.
Anyway.
It's totally cool, man.
I even know what's going
on. Delicious. Now I'm hungry.
I'm hungry.
I'm starving. I haven't eaten since 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we're
about halfway through.
We are.
Mm. I'm good for right now.
Do you think that means something?
I think it does.
Do you think it does?
All right.
It's halftime on Roundabout. Both Craig and Ben are at the controls, readying the content for the second half of the show. It's halftime in America, too. People are out of work and they're hurting and they're all wondering what they're going to do to be entertained because being out of work is a real bummer. We're all scared because this isn't a game. It's an automotive show that could go off the rails at any minute. The people around about know something about this. They've been off the rails several times before and they've survived, and that's why we like them. This show can't be knocked down with one punch. Well, some of us would be, but if that happened, we'd just pick Craig's head up and put it right back on his shoulder, and we'd carry on. After all, we believe in no man left behind, no matter how many pieces he's in. It's teamwork that'll get us through this show. Yeah, it's halftime in America. And with your permission, Roundabout second half is about to begin.
I didn't know Red Green did a Super Bowl commercial.
No, Red Green's up here. He's got a voice a little bit higher. He's a little bit higher up.
That was fantastic.
That's a good one.
Now, when Craig dies, we're actually just going to freeze his head and just put it on a tall stool and a microphone in front of him.
A gangly stool. Yeah. Go get some.
It's going to be just like just like Richard Nixon in
Futurama.
Yeah.
Except I won't be resigning from anything. I'll be murdered. Anyway, thank you for that emotion-packed reading there.
I have tears in my eyes right now.
I know.
I'm weeping.
It's a real
no, I'm sorry. I'm wiping away sweat. That's what it is.
Oh, that's it.
That hi, Uncle Red. All right, we're getting to the second half of the show, but first we got to thank our friends at Amazon. And I'm here to tell you about an exciting new reverse mortgage program from the fine people at Patriot Financial. No, I am here to tell you about Amazon. Dave, are you on a reverse mortgage?
No, I'm not.
Those aren't allowed in Canada.
I was trying to figure out how you could get that through Amazon. That must be quite a book. that pays you for your house.
To steal your house from you until you own it until you die. And then they come like a thief in the night and steal it away. Robert Wagner even told me so.
It's your house. Own it when you want it.
And screw the kids.
Who needs them? We got to thank Amazon.com. It's the best. And you mentioned books, Dave. That is such a cliche. Amazon is so much more than books. It's the largest river in the world.
Oh, my God. That's a good point.
So it has fish, too.
So, yes, Amazon is so much more than just books. You can get literally millions of different items from there.
Millions.
Automotive products,
Ben. Yeah, are you sure?
Automotive products, videos, tools, you name it. I'm sure you can get food. In fact, you can get food. Keurig little cups for the coffee makers.
It's true.
Mashayshay gets those all the time.
She does. Mm. She's a big fan.
What we'd like to take a moment to thank our friends at Amazon. We're running a little promotion, perhaps you've heard. If you'd like to thank us for doing a fine automotive program, we encourage you to go to our website, roundaboutshow.com. On the page, you will see at the top a little banner ad for Amazon. You click on that, and that's a way of saying thank you, Roundabout. Thank you. Whatever you purchase from following that link, and it takes you directly to Amazon, so there's no form to fill out. There are no other steps you have to take.
No, I mean, in all truth, from the same Amazon you've ever been to, but it says, hey, these guys got here through Roundabout.
A thank you to us, really. Yeah.
Same prices.
Same everything.
Yeah.
That's the way
to
do it.
We get credit for the products you buy. It's a little handshake, really, is what it is. A pat on the back from Amazon. Mm-hmm. So we encourage you to do that. Go to our website, roundaboutshow.com. Follow the banner ad and just do your purchases as you normally would, and they take care of the rest. And we appreciate
it. Same great savings.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you're helping us out.
So every week we like to highlight a little product, and this week is no exception. We've got a product, 634 reviews, 5 stars, Ben. How do you like that?
Oh, you're killing me.
Michelle, calm down. There's a lot of things on Amazon that have 5 stars.
And this is one of them. It's the battery tender, 12-volt battery charger. How many of you own tractors or lawnmowers or something? A vehicle that doesn't get driven every day, let's say.
Many.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do when the car's been or something, your tractor's been sitting for, let's say, 3 months in the wintertime? The battery is dead. It's just been sitting too long. I didn't say flaccid. I said dead.
Oh, okay.
What do you do? You're stuck. You've got to jump it. You've got to pull it out, charge it, go through all this hassle. If you had a battery tender, you'd be ready to rock and roll. You'd be ready to plow snow. You'd be ready to cut the grass at a moment's notice. A battery tender kind of just trickle charges the battery just to maintain the charge that it has so it doesn't go dead. It's a brilliant idea.
This sounds like it might be useful in the wintertime.
It'd be very useful.
I'm going to buy a tractor just so I can use a battery tender.
And you could probably buy that tractor
on Amazon.
On Amazon.com.
You could use it Good to plow point. The snow up at the Possum Lodge, Dave.
Exactly. Sorry.
You know what else you can get on Amazon? Duct tape.
I'm sure the red-green program on digital versatile disc.
I know.
So, battery tender, $46, $47 right here on Amazon. Our product, our pick of the week. Check it out, roundaboutshow.com. It's right there in the show notes. So, moving right along.
Moving on up.
We're doing a little wrap-up, a rapid-fire wrap-up of the Chicago Auto Show.
Roundabout Redline style.
All right, guys. Chicago Auto Show just wrapped up. Press days are over. We got to go over the highlights from the show. We got 10 minutes. Ben is going to be the time Nazi here. He's going to strictly enforce the limit. Over the limit, under arrest, or under the limit, over capacity, something. We're wasting time. We got to start.
You're at 950, son.
First up, 2013 Ford Shelby GT500 convertible. One of the big reveals from the show. Pretty not unexpected, right?
Mm-hmm. Nice car. Needs more horsepower.
It's got a 5.8 liter V8.
I would just like to say 650 horsepower, still a Mustang GT500.
Mm-hmm.
Still won't be able to get to 60 in under 3.9 seconds. Will still be really heavy. And anyway, so they also celebrated 20 years or 30 years or whatever it was. 20. I don't know. Count me down. 20 years. There you go. Of SBT2. Yeah.
With another Mustang of sorts.
What? Crazy.
What? A 1993 Mustang SVT Cobra R.
That's a beautiful looking car.
Actually, that is looking car because any Cobra R is sexy. Oh, God,
it's a Fox body. It's a Ford Fairmont. It's horrible.
Yeah, but you know what? Okay, the Fox bodies did suck, and also the Fox body suspension and chassis did last until 2005. When the new Mustang came out. However, the Cobra R was a pimp. And the second generation Cobra R and the third generation Cover R both had independent rear suspension. Get you some of that.
I still disconcur. 235 horsepower, 5-liter V8. Police! It's terrible.
You know what?
Terrible.
That's what your daddy said when you came out.
Police!
I don't know.
Send it back.
He said, it's not mine.
I hear all these terrible things.
It's not mine.
I hear all these terrible things about Fox Body Mustangs, but you know what? For bang for the buck, and the fact that, you know what, without even a lot of throttle, you can have fun. You can come off that off-ramp, dance that back end out. Yeah, it may not be the fastest thing out there, but I don't know. I like the adrenaline rush of coming out of corner sideways.
Cobra
not that I've done that.
Track cars.
Not that you've done that today.
You can have a good time.
Well, in more sensible news, we have a product from Hyundai, and the link isn't working.
Every one of your links, Craig, goes to the Mustang SVT. You must have really wanted to talk about this one.
Let's just put it this way. It's boring. The fifth car is boring, and the sixth car is boring. So,
So explain these two Elantras. Well, the Elantra GT first.
The Elantra GT, it's... Wait, that was the hatchback one, the little
four-door hatchback. Yeah, five-door kind of a thing.
And again, why not just go buy the Kia version? Because it's going to be better anyway, regardless. And really, the Kia version isn't even that good. So you already know the Hyundai version is not going to be that great. So just save your money, go and buy yourself a Mazda 3 five-door, bada bing, bada boom. You're saving yourself, you know, a lot of time, a lot of pressure, a lot of issues. Go buy the Mazda. Who cares?
Mazda. Or
the Ford Focus 5-door. Awesome. Awesome.
All right. You said your piece. Yeah. So what is next? The Kia Traxtra. Kia.
Cool. This is cool. Yeah. I think this is Kia's attempt to make a mini track car like that actually does go road racing, not just one that looks cool in the showroom. It'll probably never get produced or anything even like it, but I give them an E for effort. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is cool.
E awesome.
That's excellent, because you know that's better than an A. Don't you remember that you get an A in your class? But if you were like really, if you got more better than A, you got an E. That's excellent.
What?
Not in the U.S. In the U.S., if you got an E.
We
that was
gold
standard rule till grade 3.
See, Dave, the alphabet is actually linear. It goes from one letter to the next. And here in America, we don't just cotton pick the ones we want. I digress. Well, we're not here for a grammar lesson. Next up, 2013 Acadia. Sexy crossover.
Oh, God. What? Sexy crossover? It's about as sexy as a dead hooker. Oh my God.
I think this is a very polarizing design because I've heard a lot of people say, oh, it looks really great, much improved. And a lot of people say, oh my God, it's ugly.
It's not that bad.
No, it's just, it's good looking from the front. And then you get inside of it and drive it. And then you get around it and you go, oh my God, what the hell did I buy? Just wasted my life on a GMC Acadia.
So you
shoot myself in the head.
So you do think it's more attractive.
Oh, I definitely think it's more attractive. There's no doubt about that.
Okay.
But
because I disagree.
You bought a GMC Acadia, run into a river right now. It's it's over. Life is done. Okay. At this point, your kids hate you. Your daughter's a whore. She's pregnant. You bought a GMC Acadia. I'm sorry. That's the problems that come. Those are the problems that come with it.
I think it's a nice refresh. It's not revolutionary, that's for sure. I mean, you know, they came out of the same thought process, and who knows, when they designed the first one, this could have been alternate pattern, and they just pulled it up for the refresh. It's pretty close. And you know what? A little refresh on a familiar theme, it'll probably sell anyway.
Yeah, it never hurt anybody, but...
It's not inspiring, but I don't think it's ever meant to be. It's kind of bordering on luxury, right? Or trying.
But it's a Luxurosaurus.
But see, that's kind of my problem with GM right now. It's they have their designs, and none of them are inspiring. If you go over to Ford, if you go over to Chrysler, things are looking good. You're getting inspired. You're going, okay, wow, this is American car culture the way I wanted to remember it or the way I want my kids to see it.
It's car culture and auto news with a different spin.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's but then a you catchy look at, slogan.
You know, most GM products, and you go, I just, what, who? Why? Ed Welburn, go away. You're killing the brand. Oh God, take everyone with you. Just leave.
Hold on. All right, Craig, you saw this thing in person.
I did.
You were at the Chicago Auto Show.
It's not that bad. It's the same as it was.
You said it didn't. You thought it looked pretty good in person.
It's not unattractive.
And Josh doesn't. He's not saying it's ugly either. But
right, it's definitely not.
Mm-hmm. It's not that bad. It's just a minor mid-cycle enhancement. It's not. And the powertrains are all the same. They tweaked some stuff in the transmission, like the programming, to make it shift smoother and for a little better economy. But
and the airbags,
which is one that I was surprised they even mentioned. It's like, if it isn't revolutionary, why tell people that, oh, we did something that everybody else will get on their next service and we'll just take care of it?
Because
we retweaked the jig. Yeah. Whatever.
Don't you remember the Cadillac ATS and the CTS? Two cars that are not revolutionary for anyone, but yet, oh my God, they have keyless entry. Holy crap. They also have rear-wheel drive.
I heard they have power windows.
And they have power windows, yeah.
Power windows.
They even have a gas filler cap. Oh my God. Like, it's just, it's the same crap from General Motors. I'm sorry. I love the brand, but they're diluting it. They're destroying it. These PR people have nothing to even talk about in the press releases.
Josh Lewis needs to be in the tubes running this company.
That's right. And with that, we have 2 minutes left.
And we are done because we're moving on to the next segment.
Oh, my God. Does that mean it's time for Versus, Craig?
Yeah.
Versus.
Do I say something now?
I believe you do.
As you know, in this game, two panelists debate the merits and demerits of one particular vehicle in three rounds. The other two, or in this case, the chat room, you pick a winner. Now, Colonel.
Yes?
I'm sitting out this round as host. We've got Dave Foley. He's going to be either a pro or a con, and Josh Lewis. So which one is going to be which?
All right. I've got a hat under this table. I wish I could pan the camera down so you could see it. But I've got Josh's name in there, and I've got Dave's name in there. So I'm going to pull one out. And looks like
by
Josh.
By hat, he means crotch.
Josh, you're going to be pro.
Down there.
Josh is going to be pro, Josh, which means no matter what, he has to defend each vehicle in the three rounds.
And they're all going to be GM products.
So what is Dave going to be?
Well, that means we've only got one choice left. And, of course, Dave is going to be
Dave
con.
Dave is neutral.
I hate it. I hate it all.
Ah, he's gearing
up. I'm practicing.
All
right. I'm practicing. Gearing up. Yeah.
Now for the rules. Josh, as pro, you must do your best to convincingly talk up the positive aspects of the vehicles in each of our three rounds, no matter how awful you think said vehicle really is. On the other hand, David, as con, you must make the case for why each of these cars should be taken off to the crusher. Beat the crusher. each of you will have 1 minute per car to state your cases. Following that, there's a 15-second rebuttal round. The chat room will serve as our judging panel today, so be ready to vote. Chatters get logged in, and Ben will paste a link in there when the time is right, and you will have a little survey, just like last week, where you can vote. So, Ben, what is our first vehicle up for debate this time around?
All right. First vehicle, round one. We have, as it loads, the 2012 Audi TT. This time, we start with Josh, who is pro. So, at the sound of my bell, round one begins, and you will have... What is it? 1 minute?
Yes.
1 minute.
Yerm.
So at the sound of my bell. Sound of my bell.
Are you ready? Wait, are you ready, Josh?
I'm ready.
He was born ready. He was born early, but he was
born
ready.
Born this way.
All right.
Here comes my bell.
All right. The 2012 Audi TT. It's sexy. It's cool. It's attractive. And it doesn't make a man driving it look like he's gay. Here's the neat thing about it. There are so many options and so many different features you can get on a TT. You can get a standard TT, you can get a TTS, or you can get the Audi TT RS. Ladies and gentlemen, a true sports car from the people at Audi. Finally, they understand how to do things right with a little two-door coupe or convertible. It's a manly machine, comes with a manual transmission, except for the TTS. It only comes in automatic, but that's okay. We can forgive them for that because DSG is not too shabby. And also, you can still get this car about $40,000 to $45,000. It's better looking than the BMW Z4, can go faster because BMW don't make an M version of the Z4. Bastards. And more interestingly enough, the TTRS now comes in a plus version, and it's still faster to 60.
Quiet, you.
You're done, Josh.
That's done. Goodbye.
Faster to 60 than
anything. Than the world.
All right. So next, it is Dave's turn. He's, of course, Khan. He now will have 1 minute at the sound of my bell. Wait for it, and...
Go!
2012 Audi TT. I mean, give me a break. Yes, it's slightly better than that sausage with the protractor rounded ends on it of the previous generation, but this thing is just, it just doesn't have any soul. It's still sausagey. It's still a section of a jet that's sort of hacked off. I don't know if it doesn't make you look gay or not. I haven't got a clue. It's just not the rightful design. There's no flow to it. It's just straight-sided. Now, the other issue is, how long are you going to keep this thing on the road? I mean, for a short drive, maybe it's good. And for a year or two, you could afford to keep something like that on the road. But down the road, my God, the maintenance costs would certainly eat huge chunks out of your reversible mortgage payments. There's no chance at all you'd survive until your death in your house owning this car. It's nothing but bankruptcy on wheels. There's no...
There. Wow, it's the mortgage crisis on wheels. You heard it here first, folks.
Holy crap.
All right, before we go... Actually, we've got a 15-second rebuttal round.
Like big rebuts, and I cannot lie.
It's true.
Josh?
These are very small rebuts, truthfully. So...
That's not what my butt said.
All right. I think we're ready for the rebuttal round. We start with Josh.
Joshua McLewis.
That's right. And at the sound of my bell, he'll have 15 seconds to rebut away on Audi TT.
He's earned the honorary MC.
Yes, the McLewis. Sounds like an awful, awful sandwich. Anyway.
McLewis is delicious to some, and so is the Audi TT. I know you talk about a crisis for your wallet. I mean, come on. In the chat room, they're saying that it's horrible for – you're going to know your service advisor better than anybody else, basically, and he's going to know the exact VIN of your car.
I don't know what we're going to know about what you're saying because you didn't get to finish.
That was 30
seconds.
I don't
know what he said.
That was 15 seconds, as I said several times.
Oh, I thought you said 30. I'm sorry. I swear to God, spaced out. I think you said 30.
Darn.
He's not going to win in the listening skills challenge.
That's true.
We'll skip the listening round this
round. All right, David, it is your turn.
Dave, it's your turn.
Are your rebuttals locked and loaded?
Sure.
I shouldn't have used a gun reference. He's Canadian. They don't have the Second Amendment to protect their rights.
Yeah, that's right.
Just to be clear, you have 15 seconds at the sound of my bell.
Well, it's a sad thing when the best thing you can say about the car is, you know what, it really does come with shiny paint. And I'm sure it does. I'm positive it does. But other than that, style disaster, complete mess. I have no hope.
That was 16 seconds.
Oh.
I'm afraid you're disqualified for the rest of the game now, Dave.
Yes.
For Ben's mistake.
Yeah. I win.
All right. Very soon it's going to be time for the chat room to vote. But first, Craig, we're going to go to you. And
some expert analysis.
Exactly.
And play-by-play.
Tell me, how'd you think this round went?
Dave did very well. I'm not going to make any bones about it. Josh, I'm sorry. You were a little bit rambling, a little bit disorganized. And I don't know if it's because you were actually an anti-TT person that was forced to take the opposite position on the car. But I don't know. You're just a little discombobulated.
I completely made my side up, so, you know.
And Dave, very strong arguments with – you really sold it with the financial crisis in your wallet or your pocket or whatever the hell it was. It was good. So that's all I've got to say. But apparently not all Josh has to say.
That's often the case. Often the case. Who took the biggest damage here in this round, Craig?
I said Josh. Ooh. But we'll see what the chat does. Of course, it's up to the chat.
That's a hole in his side. So.
That's going to stink.
I know. That's going to stay there for a while. I'm pasting a link in the chat. Chat, please vote away.
Let's see.
It's an easy vote. You get two choices.
Who
it's just
won
like
this
a
round?
Presidential election.
That's true.
Bad or worse. Pick one.
Let's see.
I have a suggestion for the election, too, but we'll talk about that later.
He's a 50-50. Oh, Dave is winning 60-40. 3-2. Come on, chat room. Vote. Follow that link. Cast your ballot. Let your voice be heard.
We've got Josh at 40.
Five
David
votes
60.
Total. We need more. 6 votes total. 4-2 for Dave.
Come on,
David
Polish. Gentlemen, come on. I will give you $5 each.
Oh, five. Josh, this is not looking good for you. We've got Dave at 71%, Josh at a measly 29.
How many precincts are reporting?
Thank you, Gorski.
He's a fellow Canadian.
From Connecticut.
Connecticut.
From Connecticut.
I believe at this point we can say all precincts are reporting. We're ready to call this, Craig.
All right.
Round one is for Dave Foley.
I thought you were going to say Dave Coulier.
Step by step. No.
No, wrong
Full
one.
No, that's.
No, you got. You started it right. Yeah.
I was doing the Family Matters intro in my head.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you're, okay. All right. That brings us to round two. So, round one. Pretty exciting, right?
Mm. Okay. Marginally.
This time, of course, we switch things up a bit. We start with Dave, who is our con once again. So round two.
Which vehicle?
We've got the 2012 Dodge Calibra, or Caliber if you're not Canadian.
Like a 2-liter engine. All
right. And I'm con.
You're
con.
This is just easy for you at this point.
Thank God.
throwing you a win here.
No, remember, it's not the vehicle. It's how you argue.
That's true.
That's true.
No. There's no arguing for a vehicle like this. There's no.
No, I had to defend no. Smart for two, Josh. Shut your trapper. And
can I just copy and paste his line into the beginning of mine? You know.
Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely. And now, it's time for my bell, and you'll have 1 minute.
Not 2012 Dodge Caliber. This is one that I don't even think rates the, at least it has shiny paint, as I'm not sure the paint even lives up to that level. Rough interior. They did that little refresh of the interior. It's nice, but you know what? Nice in a way that store-bought vanilla, you know, the basic vanilla ice cream is nice. It's not the really good stuff. It's not the stuff you get at that little corner shop that makes it in the back. No, this is just, it's nice. It's adequate. Noisy motor, grindy, and what's with that CVT? Who does that? That's just, it's an offense to everybody that has a driver's license. Not so much to the passengers because they don't matter. They don't care. Well, they might, but we don't care about them. Brutal little, funny little boxy. It can't decide if it's an SUV or if it's a little coupe car. It's just bad with I don't know,
with
bad
a stutter on time.
With stutter. There. Thank you.
Here, and I thought you were a Dodge fan.
That one wasn't tough. That one was not tough.
Hey, we got Big Retard in the chat now.
Yeah, let's announce that.
Heated and cooled cup holders.
Rick in Atlanta. I don't believe we've had him before. Sorry, I digress. Welcome, we're in the middle, Rick, of our versus round. If you're just joining us now, we just started round two. Dave Foley defending
the Dodge
the
Calibra.
Dodge Calibra.
But the 2012. I mean, that's a nice
it's
Dodge
a new
Calibra.
Car, yeah. Next up, Josh Lewis, no. The con.
He's
no.
Got
no.
He's,
no, we I reversed that.
He's the Dave, pro.
Dave was tearing down.
I'm the con. He's the pro.
All right.
That. Yes.
Whatever. You know what I meant.
Where's my medicine? Josh Lewis, listen for the bell.
All right. The 2012 Dodge Caliber.
Already brimming with enthusiasm.
There are two great things about it. It's the cheapest car that comes with heated and cooled cup holders. And it's the cheapest car that comes with a cooled refrigerator type thing in the glove box. At the end of the day, you're still driving a Dodge Caliber. You know what? But you know what? The greatest thing about a Dodge Caliber is the Dodge Dart's coming soon. That's my argument. The Dodge Dart, ladies and gentlemen, 2013. That's it right there. The winner, the Dodge Dart. Thank you. I'll see you guys later. Thanks.
Yeah, oddly under time. Oh, okay.
All right. All right.
Is that added to my 15 seconds? Shame.
I'm afraid not. I'm afraid not. All right. Well, I guess time for a rebuttal round. I'm not so sure we need it. But
there's put 15 seconds on the clock. Dave Foley, are you ready?
Here we go. The best thing you can say about the car, as Josh just alluded to, is it will make the next one easier to be better. It's lowered expectations. There, that's it.
You're done.
All right.
Ew.
Josh, we're going to give it to you anyway. You know, maybe you just want to take the time to plug your website or something.
RawAutos.com, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have more features of the Dodge Dart when it becomes available for you. You know what the greatest thing about the Dart is? It's not a caliper. So the caliper was just total crap. There you go. I win. There you go.
All right, chat room.
Well, we will go to the chat room shortly. Don't jump the gun. What did you think of this round, Craig?
Josh came back swinging. Pretty funny during his argument. He had the hard road to hoe, as it were. He played it masterfully, I think. Dave,
really?
Not to disparage Dave's performance, he did quite well as well.
Shooting fish in a pickle barrel.
I guess not. That good. Sounds like sound advice for the 19th century. But
that's right.
Like eating pickle out of a bag.
That's right. And that drinking the pickle juice.
That's like a good episode title, Pickle Out of a Bag.
Pickle Out of a Bag.
All right.
I have pasted the link in the chat room. You know what you have to do. Vote away.
And chat room, remember, it's the quality of the argument, not the vehicle that counts. All right?
Quantity.
Oh, we are split 50-50, 3-3.
Looks like Josh's tactic might have won him a few friends here. Taking the opposite approach. being a con, even though you were assigned pro, breaking the rules. Oh!
4-3 now.
You suddenly got him in the lead. He's at 57% as Dave.
We're listing to Josh's favor here, like that ship in Italy, listing.
Well,
Costa Cordonia or something.
That's right.
I wasn't the captain of the Exxon Valdez where Alaska just popped up out of nowhere. I saw the land ahead and decided to just turn away and go back.
All right.
He saw the writing on the wall. I think all precincts are reporting. Josh,
we can call
actually
this.
Takes this
he,
one
he carried
at 57%. It wasn't a lot, but... He did, in fact, take it.
Big retard said, I voted for Josh for talking about the sweet cup holders.
And by Josh, it's large mentally disabled.
Oh, large mentally disabled, sorry. And he apparently can't type, so he's large mentally disabled and typeless.
Ben, read that line like the nerd voice, large mentally disabled.
Large mentally disabled?
Yes.
Am I supposed to read something in the chat?
Yes, Ben.
I voted for Josh for talking about the sweet cup holders. Freaking awesome, man. God, awesome, how could you do any better than that?
We could do better in round three.
That one was a tough one, guys. That was there. I don't know how anybody could talk con. I'd vote for Josh, too.
It's because I mentioned the cup holders, the glove box, and the Dodge Dart. That's all I got to say. When you mention the Dodge Dart, it's a win-win every time.
Yeah, you had my vote. Good job.
You had me at Dart.
No idea how that would have a connection to me.
All right, folks.
All right.
Third and final and last round.
And
the concluding round.
Yeah, it's final. It's last.
What's our
end round?
The denouement.
Final countdown.
Somebody found their thesaurus.
It's pretty much my favorite dinosaur.
All right. This time, once again, we start with Josh. Josh is pro. And here we go, Josh. You have the BMW X6M.
Oh, payback's a bitch.
Yes, it is.
Mopar fan having to tear down his product. Now we got the BMW enthusiast having to
pro his product.
Well, it is an X6M, to be fair. Okay. Josh, are you ready? Ben,
I am ready.
Let's put a minute on the clock, Ben.
Readier than I've ever been. All right. The BMW X6M. 4.4 liter twin power turbocharged motor, again, I agree. That's stupid, by the way. And but it has 555 horsepower, 500 pound-feet of torque available from 1,500 RPM. It also seats four fully grown adults and four of their fully grown bags of crap. But you know what? It drives like a monster. You can turn the traction control off. And Bill Oberlin once told me a story that he towed 10,000 pounds and did a 0-60 launch in 10 seconds with the BMW X6M that BMW provided for him. Also, BMW's head of drivers down in Spartanburg, South Carolina, at the Performance Center, took one and beat a Porsche Cayman S around the racetrack at the One Lap of America. Yes, the X6M is badass, and it could be in your driveway, too. For the
We'll never know. Mm-hmm. We will never
know. We didn't get to the price.
But what we do know is that Dave Foley is up next. Mirror Dart.
Here we go, Dave.
Well, I've considered buying a 2012 X6M, but then I thought having a house to live in would be better. So the purchase price really puts that completely off the table. It's out of the range. They're dreaming. They've got fantasies going on in their head about what they think people will pay. And then you got to look at the thing. That's that coupe SUV boxy. It's like a model kit that's just gotten crazy. You hack the roof off of one, you stick it on the body of another. Oh, and best yet, let's put that on a big honking monster truck 4x4 chassis and drop the sides down to pretend like you can actually get in and out of the thing. Big motor, that's great. Towing that much weight and getting that together, that's really cool, but I wouldn't expect that would last more than the time they did it. Because, yeah, that's an awful lot of weight. I don't believe that thing's meant to do that, haul that for any length of time.
And you're done.
There.
You're done here.
I'm ready for my rebuttal.
Are you ready for your rebuttal?
I'm ready. Give it to me.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
This thing is just badass and awesome. It's better than a Range Rover at 90 grand. And what would you rather have? A Cadillac Escalade? Yeah, right. Or a Jeep SRT8? BMW X6M, ladies and gentlemen. I win. Sorry.
And under time. Well done. Well done. Well done.
Very right. Strong. Very strong.
Dave, I hope you're ready.
Never understood it. Never understood that whole shape X6. Put an M on it. I don't care what letter you do. Add punctuation. You can add punctuation, and it won't make it a cool-looking vehicle. To me, it's just too weird. It can't decide what it is.
35 question marks.
There. That's right.
All right. So that completes the rebuttal round for the third and final round of Versus this week.
That's right. So what do you think? This round.
This was the weakest of the three.
Weakest of all the rounds.
It was the X6 is a difficult vehicle to pin down. What is it? Is it a crossover? Is it a sports sedan? Is it a coupe?
I'm confused.
Is it a sports activity vehicle? I don't know.
And here's why it's an SAV and not an SUV. Because there's nothing sporty about a utility vehicle.
It's an
SUCKAV. Can't be sporty.
Yeah.
And yes, it's an elevated wagon. There's nothing wrong with being an elevated wagon. Wagons are cool. You know what? 80% or actually 65% of all Tahoes purchased have captain's chairs in the back.
You're losing points with me here.
Sorry.
The timer has been shut off for quite a spell here.
I love you, Craig. Remember, I used you as inspiration for Uncut Truth.
So, yes, the third round was the weakest of all of them. Josh, in his initial arguments, got a little bogged down with the facts, I think, for not too many numbers. But Dave was just as weak.
Poor Dave.
Hey, what was I bogged down about with the facts?
I don't know. If I had to make a decision now, I couldn't. I think.
Really?
I think it's up to the chat room. I will be like the vice president of the U.S., serving as president of the Senate and tie-breaking vote. If necessary.
All right, if necessary.
Post that chat, the survey in the chat, Ben, and let's see what the people have to say.
Let's. All right.
What's it going to be?
Craig Biden.
One, round three.
Craig Biden. Do you do ribbon cuttings too, Craig?
I can, if required. I can shake babies and hold hands.
So far, we very much have Dave in the lead. Oh, whoa, whoa. But this might end up being a tie. We've got Dave at 57%, Josh at 43%.
Josh needs one more vote to tie it up. I don't think we will. There's only seven people voting.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Come on, guys.
I think we're out.
X6M. I think Josh Lewis is the man. RawAutos.com, kids. Come on.
Come on. Come on. Give it to me. Give it to me. Come on. Come on.
We've now got Dave at 63%, Josh at 38. Josh, I don't think you're going to pull out of this one.
He's pulling a Gingrich.
Yeah.
You'd rather have an S&T not being fat and stupid ugly and... Beamer. Have you ever driven an X6? The X6 drives amazingly. Seriously, I know that it's weird looking. I know that it's hard to get your head around. But I'm telling you, the X6 drives like a monster. It is crazy. I've gone on back roads at faster speeds than my father's Z06 and
one combined.
Josh.
Josh.
I love that car.
Josh.
Josh. Joshua. Joshua.
We're done here.
You're still X6 campaigning.
Hey,
it's
all,
over.
All pranks of. All precincts have reported, buddy.
ESL? English is a second language, anyone?
I speak for good. Leave alone.
Leave alone. Poor sower.
Can you say straw poll?
We've got Dave for this one. I think that's two rounds for Dave, Craig. Am I right?
You're right, Ben. And that means what?
You know what? I might just decline. You know, the win and sort of because you know what? That second one that was so tough.
If elected, I shall not serve.
That's right. That's right. I'd be happy. This one ended up in a draw. That's something. He had a hard job.
He's a real Canadian.
He's a real. Well, that he is.
I'm going to come in.
William Tecumseh Sherman.
Now I'm going to.
That's who said that quote you were referring
that's
to.
That's true.
Ben. Tecumseh.
Tecumseh.
William Tecumseh Sherman.
Yeah.
If elected, he would not run, and if voted for, he wouldn't serve.
Something like that.
Anyway.
Like that.
But I just want to remark on part of Dave's technique here. Did you notice, I think in every round, even though he was con, he always had something nice to say about the car.
Mm. He's playing the middle of the road.
You know,
he's Al Gore.
It might be a nice such and such. But, mm-hmm. You know what? I think that won a lot of points with our audience here.
I think so, too.
So, you know, so Josh, just a thought. Just a thought.
Hey, I won the caliber round by going against it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
well, I mean, you know,
I listed three good things about it. The cup holder, the glove box, and the dart. I mean, that's...
And the dart, which, oddly enough, has nothing to do with the caliber.
No, it does. It's going to knock it off the Dodge block. Thank God. That's
such... All right, guys. Well, that concludes Versus for this week. And, oddly enough, Roundabout, episode 117.
It's the whole show.
I know.
We never even officially declared... Well, we did declare a winner, but...
Dave carried the day.
But, Dave, full term. You always get our special sound effect.
Winner!
I know it's kind of a downer at the end, but it's all we could afford.
We ran out of cash. Yes. So congratulations, Dave, and to the audience out there, thank you for voting. We couldn't have done it without you.
Audience participation.
Critical participation.
Yeah. They were amazing. That's the best chat room in the world.
It's the best voting I've seen in a week or better.
I majored in pandering. Did anybody tell you that? I majored in pandering.
In pandering?
And they're the best looking, too. Don't you forget it.
Chat room make me happy in pants.
Dave Foley, Miradart, Automojo. Is that a new site? What is Automojo?
What's this Automojo thing I hear so much about?
You know, it was a little thing we got off the ground last year. Just my kind of take on car business, car things. We did five shows. It was internet TV show, kind of an interview, kind of a setup. We're working on getting it back on the air, back on the big web. Got some guests and stuff lined up, working for finance, working. But in the meantime, you can still follow the way this brain works if you do a search on the big Facebook for Automojo, and you can follow along what's going on up here. Even if there's nothing, when I have a post, when there's a day when there's no post, There's nothing going on.
It's a quiet day.
Just in the, in the auto industry, there might be something just fantastic, but that day, there's nothing going on. Yeah. So
it's a quiet day in the provinces.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you, Dave Foley. Always appreciate it. It's been quite a spell. It's been too long.
I had fun. I had fun.
Well, glad you enjoyed
Thank
it.
You. Thank you
Thanks
for calling.
Thanks for joining us.
You're lying through your teeth. Josh Lewis.
Joshua McLewis.
Joshua McLewis. Rawautos.com, home of the uncooked truth.
Rawautos.com.
Rawautos.com.
Yes. Rawautos.com.
What's news on the Raw?
Well, you can go check out the Super Bowl ads, whatever. You can go check out our brand new review of the 2013 335i, which is a great review, I must say. You can also, every Monday morning, check out Uncooked Truth. The past 4 weeks, I have done... my first one was about my niece is 16 and she needs a car, and I talk about, you know, the facts of driving for a little bit, and I recommend a car for my parents to buy for her. Then I went with the next one was General Motors will go bankrupt again. I should have added an if, but I didn't want to because I wanted it to be controversial. I don't want General Motors to go bankrupt again, but read my reasons why they could go bankrupt. Also, one of my more recent ones was stop trying to be the next Top Gear. And I also described for everybody how they can create an automotive television show that's good. And then, of course, my most recent one, automotive ad slogans aren't hitting the mark anymore.
Hmm.
So go check those out.
Quite a girth of material there.
You know what? That's what all the ladies tell me.
Oh, thank you, Josh, for your support. And, of course, we could not have a show without the Bengina monologues getting the technical side of things taken care of.
Oh, well, thank you. You're also kind.
I miss Steven. I really do. Our southern accent chatting.
Thank you, man.
You are so welcome.
Gosh, I'll might come back again next week.
Oh, you're so kind.
All right, guys. Remember, you can watch Roundabout Live every Friday evening starting at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time or 3:30 out on the West Coast. I just spat on my computer screen. And don't forget to check out the rest of the Autoline family of fine programs, including Autoline This Week, Autoline After Hours, and, of course, Autoline Daily. If you want to stay in touch with us, we'd love to hear from you. You can follow us on Twitter. It's twitter.com/roundaboutshow. We're also doing the Facebook thing, facebook.com/roundaboutshow. And speaking of Facebook, we received an email at our Roundabout email account, which, oddly enough, is roundaboutshow@gmail.com. And it came from a listener, Dale Leonard, in Lakewood, Ohio. He's a fan of all of the Autoline programs, as he mentioned to us in the message. And he was asking how he could help us out by supporting Roundabout. He wanted to know how he could like us on Facebook. Great question, Dale.
So you just go to facebook.com/roundaboutshow. There's a big thing that says like.
Yep.
There you go.
Thumbs up.
Comment on our stuff. Post stuff to our page. You find funny stuff, go ahead and post it to our page. We might just use it as a story in next week's show. Wouldn't that be pretty cool? That's pretty big.
Perfect example of posting things on the Facebook page. One doesn't like apple pie. Very prolific.
Prolific. In fact, I have to say, Mr. Mud Monster and Mr. Luke, a.k.a. Cran Breaking, I think he might be supplanting you. So you might want to ramp up your game a little bit. Just saying.
Uh-oh.
We're not calling out names, but
Mud Monster and Cran Breaking might want to,
soft.
Yeah, if you will.
Their support is flagging, I think.
So, Dale Leonard, thank you for asking that, and this counts as your shout-out. Hey! Dale Leonard round!
All right.
That's perfect.
If you never want to miss an action-packed episode of Roundabout, there are a number of ways to get it. You can go through the Zune Marketplace. You can use a little program on your smartphone called Stitcher. Even subscribe via iTunes. And if you're doing it through iTunes, we ask you, please rate us. They have a little star rating scale, 5 stars, I think it is, Ben.
Write a little synopsis.
1 or 2 sentences. Hey, tell us if you like the
even
show.
Even if you think we're a 1-star podcast, tell us the truth.
We want to hear it.
We won't cry for too long.
We want to hear it. We won't cry for too long, and we will delete it.
It's true.
Yeah.
Abuse! Spam!
Spam. Yep. So,
they're please. Being mean to me.
So please do that on the iTunes. We do appreciate it.
Anyway, thanks to all of you out there listening. Please, please, please won't you join us again next week as we circle the roundabout. We'll talk to you then.
I'll explain all this after the show is done.
Okay, one doesn't like apple pie is questioning the validity of your actions there, Josh. He's calling you a cheater. In fact, he's calling you a cheater, 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 cheater.
Winner, winner, Lewis dinner, okay?
What did he mean by that?
I'm not sure.
It's too subtle.